It's Thursday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show who used to like Microsoft a lot more. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
And together, we don't know what we're doing with Xbox. There's a lot going on with Xbox, and this is why I think this is the third week in a row we have an Xbox story, isn't it?
It is. The first couple really been about Game Pass, but now we've got some fresher rumors and news about their possible next-gen console Xbox President Sarah Bond officially confirming that the next-gen hardware is in development, currently in the prototyping and design stage.
And it's a weird story because as I've been going through, and I sourced this from multiple sources because I just couldn't believe my eyes, right? It's expected to be a curated Windows gaming PC with TV-optimized console-style experience layered on top. So it'll have full PC access. So I had the option to exit to a full Windows environment. So able to run stuff like Steam, Epic Games Store, and Battle.net, and general Windows applications. And I'm just going to stop there for just a second. I don't know what that makes this an Xbox. This is just a pre-built PC. Like I don't, unless they find a way to make it a lot cheaper than using a current gen graphics card from somebody who does use their TV, plugging into your TV is literally an HDMI cable. It's not that hard. Having a keyboard on your lap is not that big a deal. And I've got a little laptop tray I use for mine. And then I use a mouse on it. So they're going to make it a controller-based interface so you can run Windows. Like, come on, guys. What the hell are you thinking?
I mean, that's it. They've been leaning more and more towards that sort of thing with each generation of Xbox ever since the Xbox One.
Looking into the story, it looks like they're using some kind of AMD platform for this.
Yeah, so it's going to be an Xbox. It's going to be an Xbox console in the sense that it's going to be running an APU, possibly with a integrated MPU chip. Right. So it's going to have neural processing units, which everybody should know by now are AI processing units, as well as your typical integrated CPU, GPU, which a lot of the newer laptops released over the last 18 months have.
Well, and there's a lot of like crosstalk going on because
it's the
like
one place where AMD's really been excelling is those integrated chipsets.
The one thing that a lot of people are speculating is it has to be more expensive than the ROG Ally, which would put it over $1,000, which then just puts it in a PC gaming price range, right? Like at that point, what are you even doing? You get a lot more customizability with building your own. Right? Like just having an APU that helps you navigate Windows easier from a controller environment is not enough to spend that kind of money where you could potentially be getting a better experience without it.
Where I see the difference there in the pricing is Xbox isn't subsidizing the Ally at all, right? Because they're counting on, they're not betting on their own software sales to subsidize any loss. So they're not selling it at a loss like they do with their consoles. My bet is they'll probably still subsidize the next console a little bit. And you'll probably at least have my bet is you're still going to have two versions of whatever the next console is. You're going to have a more budget-friendly version that it probably has less storage, probably has less video RAM in it, etc. Probably around $800, and then you're probably going to have the premium one that's priced at 11 or 12. That would be my guess.
It just, the whole idea doesn't make sense. So like you, if you're going to get a console, right? Like it's rumored the PS6 is going to run about $500, right? And then you're going to pay $1,000 for a half-ass PC. I mean, literally don't buy it. Like yeah, who are you catering to? Because a console, the whole purpose of a console is having an accessible device for you to play video games on, right? A cost-effective device.
Yeah.
And then you get that close to PC pricing. We already know the ROG Ally is already $999. It isn't going to be cheaper than that. They were quite happy with that price point. So that just puts them in a space of people that can afford PC gaming. And why would you get an inferior PC with no customizability unless you're just stupid?
Well, because, a decent gaming PC, if they're coming in $300-$400 under the $1,500 price point, I mean, that's what a really competent 4K gaming machine is.
I don't know about 4K.
If you were to part out the PC, it's $1,500, because you're spending at least $1,000 on a 4080 or 5080.
Yeah, I don't.
And then you're spending $500 to $600 on the rest of the PC.
I don't even see how they can beat a 5070 with a competent PC built underneath it at that price point. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't become worth it to have this weird all-in-one device that you're calling a console that's really just a pre-built PC. Like it, because again, you're getting to that space of like $1,000 a lot for most people, right? Me and you parted our PCs together over many years, which is why we are today, where we are today, right? And have contributed in a big, for lack of a better term, right? We've essentially just loaned each other parts, right? As we've upgraded, which has made the upgrade path feasible between the three of us. And unless you have a group of friends like that, or you start to make more money, like PC gaming is pretty expensive. But again, it just doesn't make sense in a console environment. Again, a console environment is meant to be inexpensive so that you can play console games. The merging it with Windows and making it a PC, I don't know how they make it better than what's already offered, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because even then you're cutting into your own subsidization, right? Because you're the person buying your console's not wholly dependent on buying games through you.
Well, reading these articles, the target market was for people that were hardcore players demanding peak performance. And you're not getting peak performance on a pre-built PC from Microsoft. Like, there's no world that I believe that's the case.
Well, no, because by the time it comes out, if they're in design and testing now, by the time it comes out, the next generation of graphics processors from NVIDIA and AMD will be out.
Right.
You're going to have one or two generations of CPU from Intel and AMD. And who knows? Intel's Celestial may even be out by then. And
I don't know why you like Intel's graphics chip so much.
I'm hopeful.
For what?
I don't like it any more than AMD or NVIDIA's, but I'm hopeful for a third big player in space. And by all accounts, from all performance reviews, etc., Battlemage was a huge step up from their initial offerings. If they get a similar jump in the third tier, they may be right on NVIDIA's heels as far as graphics processing power.
Yeah, NVIDIA with
their frame gen already works just as good.
But nobody supports it. It's like 3% of games support it.
Yeah.
That's the issue with them, that like they don't have enough market share for anybody to give a shit about them.
Correct. But I'm hopeful.
Yeah, the I really don't know what the target audience for this is, because it really just doesn't make sense. I mean, the CPU is not going to be as powerful as a lot of the things that you can get on the market, right? The GPU is not going to be as powerful as a lot of things you're going to get on the market. An all-in-one device just doesn't make sense. Just make a console. What consoles are made for? For people that don't have enough money to buy a PC to get a gaming machine, right? I appreciate the PC Game Pass, all their first-party games end up being on PC as well. But this just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Especially considering that, you know, PlayStation's going to go all in on the next console, and it's going to be a $500 or $600 console, maybe $700, but I seriously doubt it goes above that.
Yeah, looking at the internet says $600 is probably the sweet spot for it, which I don't think I disagree. I don't think it's going to be much. If it is more, I would be surprised. Because then they're just pricing themselves out of the market because things are expensive right now. Which, again, that's another reason why it doesn't make sense to launch an expensive gaming platform for Microsoft right now. It's like, what are they even doing? But
To be honest, I think we're now seeing I think we're seeing the effect of Phil Spencer having been in the position too long. I think we're seeing the effect of the people under him, like Sarah Bond, thinking they're being trendsetters by trying to go after like AI stuff, etc. And this idea that anything could be an Xbox through cloud gaming. And I think we're possibly seeing the effect of the Microsoft board on some of their decision making, considering how much money they've spent over the last 5 years buying up game development studios and publishers.
Yeah, I guess we'll just see, right? I don't know. What do y'all think? Do you think this is a smart move? Are you guys getting whatever the new Xbox is? Or are you going to do what we do and probably just stick to PC gaming? You can find us at tiltcast.com on iTunes and Spotify. You can find us at youtube.com/YouTube Shorts, Tiltcast Shorts. And come back Saturday for more news. We'll see you guys.